All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are with the legend himself, Mike Estes. We've got the North Iowa fights tomorrow night at the Mason City Arena. The fighter interviews are done, weigh-ins are done, face-offs are done. So now the next thing to happen is to fight, right?
Yeah.
It's about to go down. So we've got Dylan and Mike. And Dylan is the voice of the North Iowa fights.
That's a little too much.
I'm giving it to you, man.
It's happening.
You're the guy.
Well, with a face like that, you can't be the face.
Ooh.
North Iowa. So.
The face. I deserve that one.
Take the voice, right? Soul
take the. You know what? I am the voice.
But, yeah, we've talked to all the fighters, right? Now, so we're going to have you give your, we're going to say, expert breakdown of the fights, kind of bottom to top, top to bottom, however you want to say it, Dylan.
Yeah, hey, I'm excited for this card top to bottom. That's what I want to say first. Very well put together, anywhere from the grappling matches to the kickboxing matches to your pro main event fight. Wish it was for a title, Mike. What the heck? Why not for a title?
Boom.
Main event. Why not?
I don't know.
Yeah. Wimp. Didn't want to buy a title. You didn't want to spend the money on a title.
Whatever, dude. Why don't you pay for it?
All out there.
No, the first fight of the night, Reed and Martin. Reed is a veteran of the sport, man. He's been everywhere and everywhere. I can't stress that enough. He has been all over the place fighting. He's always going to show up. He's always going to try to put on a show, but Martin's too good.
Martin's too good. Yes.
There's your pick.
There's your pick.
Jason Martin's known around here. He had Martin.
Mike, you're going to get
real. Martin Auto Service. Jason Martin did. And, Josh Reed is from the Des Moines area. So, but it's Jason Martin's debut ever in combat.
Ring rust is a thing. And we've talked about that before previously in past shows here. And that could be Reed's advantage over Martin here, but
he did say that that Mike and the crew tremendously helped him out. He was in a pretty low spot and needed something to occupy his mind. Came in, decided he wanted to ask if he could train, kind of keep his mind busy, keep himself out of trouble. That's kind of how I took that. And then he's like, hey, hit me up, see if I wanted to actually fight in there. And I was like, you know what, let's do this, you know. And I don't know. They seem pretty jacked. We'll see how this goes here. I think there's a lot of power there, so we'll see how it actually breaks down. But
my prediction, second round knockout. That's my prediction. Second round knockout.
You're violent.
Violent.
Second round.
Is that Reed the one that missed your last one or the one before that because of a car ride?
No.
Okay, so he must have had an issue with that on a different promotion.
Yes.
Okay, because he went. That's probably the most passionate thing he said.
He's mad.
He was pissed about his.
We're like, hey, anyone want to shout out? He's like, hey, my ride, because they actually showed up on like that last motherfucker. Just,
it was. I mean, that takes a lot of pride to just showing up. I mean, luckily I haven't been in the ring. I'm gonna say luckily. I mean, I've been on the business side since I've been growing up, so I know the risk of it and I don't want to ever step in it, but, I mean, Mike can attest to that. It never misses a practice, never missed a fight, ever.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's just, there's a lot to say about just showing up.
Yeah.
There's some guys that aren't here tonight even. So.
Right.
Hell yeah. Good fight to kick off the night, man.
Predictions, guys, for what you're feeling. When we talked to these fellows, I'm going with Martin. Feeling confident, feeling like he's got it. Maybe early stoppage.
I think so, too. I think I don't know about knockout, because by the sounds of it, old boy hasn't been knocked out very many times. I don't mean that as an insult. He just evidently he hasn't been knocked out very many times. I think it'll be stoppage by punches.
Yeah.
And I'm Switzerland.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mike
is not.
No comments.
I'm going with the hometown boy, though.
I don't get involved in domestics.
Yeah, me too. It didn't seem like either way, it's going to be early. I don't think old boy's got the cardio necessarily ready to go very far anyhow. So, yeah.
Okay. Then we'll start off with the second fight, and that's a grappling match. And, Mike, will you break down what the rules of the grappling are for us?
The rules of the grappling are 10-minute consistent clock, doesn't stop even if there's, like, a eye poke and he's, like, got to sit back for the minute. It's just a consistent 10 minutes, submission only, takedowns off the cage, you know, all that stuff. There is no ankle locks, no knee bars, no heel hooks.
Wow.
No leg hugging stuff and ankle stuff. It's just, people don't want to see that anyway, honestly, especially if it is going to be just a grappling match. You know, they want to see chokes and arm bars and aggression, you know. So
let's say in theory that someone were to get passionate and swing in this, are they allowed to?
No. Not accident?
Yeah. They won't.
You should have made it slap. You should have made it slap jiu-jitsu. Mm-hmm.
I know,
have you seen those?
You know what? That's a good idea. I might do that next time.
Yeah.
There
yeah,
we
yeah.
go.
For Remind
real.
Me. I might forget.
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But yeah, so slapped. We got...
yeah, if I'm getting slapped, pow.
So we got...
Oh, really?
Colin Heideman. He owns a gym called Iowa Martial Arts in the Waterloo area. He is a brown belt in jiu-jitsu, and he's going against J.R. Hicks, is probably a blue-purple belt level. I don't know what belt he is, but he's been around the MMA game, has been a champion in Brutal, Genesis, and Fort Dodge. With Rick Tasler.
It's going to be a really good matchup on the ground, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, probably the best grappling match that I'm going to see in a long time. I mean, obviously, Subspectrum is going to have great stuff that goes on down there. But on an MMA card, this is the best grappling match I think I've ever seen. I mean, these guys are pretty evenly matched. Both came on the scale pretty identical. Both right on with their full clothes around the 220 mark. So they're gamers. It's going to be a good matchup. So prediction-wise... Colin. I'll give him it's Colin. Tough.
Where's your beer, Dylan?
Right here, my man.
Oh, nice. I was like, damn, did you drink that shit already?
Guys, we didn't get to interview, so I guess we'll stay out of prediction on this one.
Yeah, not sure.
Who?
Yeah, the Hicks. Heiderman, we just missed. No.
Okay.
We missed, we only missed like maybe four.
Four.
The yeah, guy who missed weight, those two, and I think one other one, possibly the other grappling match here in a couple of couple of matchups.
Okay.
I am pumped for this kickboxing match, though. This next one. Silva versus Smith. It is impossible to find Alan Silva a matchup. I've known this doing my own shows. I've known this being around the game. It is so hard getting him a matchup because he's so unique the way he fights.
Yeah, he's all around. And I don't know. I can never get an MMA fight. I'm not joking when I say this number. It's probably been about 25 backouts.
Yep.
Since Jesus. I've known this kid, maybe more.
I mean,
25 is minimum.
Me and Mike did a show together in January in Waterloo, and we had a matchup for him, and he backed out the night before. I mean, it's crazy.
And let me say that Andrew and Alan fought like 2 years ago in one of my kickboxing shows, when Brian McIntyre fought John Kennedy, Slap Daddy, and they got fight of the night, and it went split decision win to. It went split decision to Smith, yep.
Yeah, it was a great fight. I remember that one pretty vividly. Great, great fight, and I expect the same tomorrow. Smith has still been in the ring. Alan's still been in the ring. It's going to be a great fight.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we had these two at the same time, too.
Yeah.
They had a lot of respect for each other. Man, this is a tough one. It seems like they're pretty evenly matched. It's going to be a really good fight. I think I probably lean towards Smith, too. Yeah.
I wasn't here quite yet.
Just so you guys
know,
it honestly could have gone either way. I'm not joking.
Yeah.
The last matchup.
On this one, though, I think I'm going to ride with Silva.
Yeah, that's where I'm leaning to is Alan Silva.
I'll go with Silva as well. I think he's gonna get a finish here.
Then we take a little intermission, then we start off with the MMA portion after that. And
No, we got Keenan.
Oh, shoot, my bad. I missed the grappling.
Yes, another grappling one. I do think we missed this one as well.
Yep.
I saw him jump.
Keenan is from the Mason City Fire Department. He was a college wrestler at Luther for 4 years. He's been training with the Mason City Fight Team for a year. He's a beast. He's big and strong and such literally the nicest person I have ever met. Most humble, most coachable, nicest man I have ever met in my life, and I'm not joking when I tell you that at all. He's so cool, very respectful, and I just love to train him. He's going up against Joshua here, and he's like, Mike, I want a grappling match. And he's been about a year in, too. He's from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. He came with that Connor Hoy that Frankie McLaughlin slipped and fell and broke his nail or whatever, but he's been about doing jiu-jitsu for the same amount of time. It's just I don't think he has the much as wrestling credentials, but I think he did a little bit. And when I saw him here with the face-offs, he looked pretty solid too. I mean, it's going to be a competitive match. I actually had Keenan against a guy from Las Vegas, Jaden Johnson, and he was a Greco-Roman All-American from Las Vegas and just moved here and got a full scholarship at Grandview College.
Oh, wow.
So Joshua Mosa, I'm like, hey, man, it's all right. I'll get you a match. I'm not going to look for one for you because I already have 15 right now, but somebody's going to fall off, I'm sure. And then, you know, a couple weeks later went by, he kept checking in with me, and then this happened. So he took that grappling match on a 3 to 4 week notice, but he was still ready, and I told him to still keep training. So, I mean, he's ready.
Okay. There we go.
And this is the only two, there's only fight on the card. I don't know either of these guys,
okay,
which I'm excited for after Mike just kind of hyped that up, and now it got me going. I want to run through a brick wall for these guys now.
Hell yeah.
I can't wait.
All right, let's talk about Frankie McLaughlin and Hoy.
So, well, that fight's not happening.
I got a message from his coach, and he said Frankie's at 272 right now, and he said he can't sweat anymore and is on a verge of passing out. Not looking like he's going to make it down to 265. I don't know what his deal is, but I'm sorry. He promised he's been losing weight consistently this whole time, but I said he's just stopped sweating when he started his water cut this AM. Then that was at 221 today. Then he messaged me back at 335 and said, Frankie's fiance just told me he passed out and hit his head on some lockers, and he's in the ER right now. And I'm sorry, but I love Colin. So if Colin listening and Logan Paz, I respect you guys. I do not believe Frankie. I did not want to get Frankie a fight in the first place. I'm very upset about it. It was my first MMA fight. Frankie begged me to have him fight. I did not want to do it. I've had multiple people call me and say, please get Frankie a fight. He will be there. This was pushed on me, and I did not want to do it. Just so everybody knows, and this is why.
Okay.
Damn, man.
Unfortunately, we know this is part of the business. If it's legit, if it's not, I'm not going to make my opinion on that because I don't know the matter, obviously. It's part of the business, and we know what we're getting ourselves into, and luckily there's repercussions that will follow regardless.
Right.
If it is legit
or not.
Yeah,
because his guy came from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And I paid for his room for two nights. So he's here to hang out in a hotel room.
Right.
You know? I mean, come on.
Right.
Yep.
And it was at 2:28 when I got the first message. I mean, that's not right. You know how many times I should have been fighting? I'm sure Chris has even seen it. There's times I shouldn't even been fighting. I was sucking weight like a dog and doing things all the wrong way. But you know what? I always showed up, didn't I?
Yeah. Well, that was his that was his shot, and I think he lost it. So
he'll never fight for me again.
Yeah.
He should not even message me about it ever.
Don't do it, Frankie.
Hoy told me when I showed him the message, he's like, I'll fight whatever he weighs. I don't care, but he has
not
a concussion
here,
and liver damage or whatever you call
potential
it.
Potential brain bleed is last I heard. So.
Oh, wow.
So
remember, this is hearsay.
I smell bullshit.
Right.
Just remember, this has happened multiple times. Frankie's backed out of my fight shows twice, and he's backed out of Josh Neer's shows a couple of times with Matt Ryder when he was helping him. So that's four backouts. So now this is five.
Obviously the shortest of notices. There probably isn't anybody that could step in for that, right?
No, it's impossible.
Okay.
There's nothing I could do.
Yeah. Oh, this makes it the worst.
I'm not even going to try. And plus, I think, you'd have to have at least like a 48-hour notice. When you're at weigh-ins, you're kind of too late, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's horseshit.
I mean, with blood work and all that, now it goes into it.
Oh, right.
A little too late. But
a little too late.
It's a bummer, but like I said, we're still at 14.
Yeah, that's
absolutely
more than plenty.
Speaking of that, moving on to our next fight.
Minow versus Courier. And James Courier is...
Nino.
Regardless, I'm excited for this fight because they both look incredible. Their shape that they looked when they stepped on the tail, I was so, like, I was pumped. James Carrier looks so good. He's come a long way in his journey in MMA, in fitness and all that. He looks really good. He had a really competitive kickboxing fight in January. He had a really good MMA fight in February. And, yeah, he's put in the work. He's been putting in the work for a while now. So I can't wait to watch him fight against another debuter, new debuter in the Ninau, however you say his name. I can't wait for that.
You put Minnow again.
No, I know.
Change it.
I'll edit it. I can't. Oh. I don't have the file with me. No, I can't.
Yeah, there we go. So Tapology has his opponent actually told us. Tapology has it only 18% chance of him winning against Courier.
Ring rust matters. That's what they're going to look at. A debuter versus a guy that has a fight.
And they said, what was it, like a huge chunk, a chance of a knockout.
Like 80% or really? Something crazy. Yeah. Which we thought was nuts. But maybe not.
I mean, I don't foresee a knockout in my prediction. It is tough making a debut against a guy that's already had a fight. It is. It's so tough.
Okay.
But I don't see a knockout, and I would be pretty pleasantly surprised if it ended in a knockout.
Right on.
Either way. I'll say that. Either way. I've seen James take multiple blows to the head, and he stays standing, doesn't fall. So regardless, I don't think this is going to be a knockout. Yeah, I'm excited for this one. This is a really good matchup.
Which way are you leaning?
Oh, I got it.
I'm going to go with the debuter.
Okay.
Whoa.
I'm going to go with the debuter.
You are.
Reason behind that, there is none. Just a gut feeling.
There is no gut feeling.
Throw it on the wall and see what sticks. I got it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think I'm going to lean there, too. I think he's got that was one of the first things he brought up. You know, that grudge, being the underdog already.
Wait, who are we talking about right now?
Looks like he's hungry. You know. Looks like he's hungry. It looks like he wants to prove something.
What are you guys talking about? I'm sorry, I missed it.
Who's going to win?
Yeah, who's going to win?
Oh, yeah, and James is with me. That's Mark's brother. Mm-hmm. And Nino, he trained with us for like 2 days. He came from Minneapolis, stayed in a hotel, trained with us. And then he saw that I was looking for a fight, and he's like, hey, I'm at that weight. And I'm like, hey, you know, that's my guy. And he's like, well, I bet he's bringing in pretty good. He's like, you know, I'll still take that fight, and I'll do it. And I made, cool. And then James, we took that funny, goofy picture there, and but James has been training every day, so. Who'd you guys predict?
I think Nina is going to win in a decision.
Okay.
I'm going the same way, decision, okay. Like I said, I think that chip on the shoulder is kind of the deal for me.
Exactly.
Is it a deal breaker?
Yeah, it's a deal breaker for me.
Well, it can't be one-sided, so I'll have James back in this. We'll go Courier.
It can always be one-sided.
It can always be one-sided.
should we make like a friendly bet on it?
No bets are friendly.
You can't legally do that.
Mike, you can't do that.
Mike, you can't do that.
don't put that on the air, okay?
I mean, what I do, and is to advise you advise you not to do that.
Talk to my lawyer, please.
Jimmy, what do you think?
This one to me is a little tough. I'm with Chris on that. I think that chip is there. And he didn't say it like that. He didn't say that it was a chip. You could just tell what he was saying. He repeated it twice. You know, he's like, because we asked him, like, well, what do you think he'll say the next day? And like, if you win, what would it say? He's just like, well, Tapology has this.
Right.
Oh, so hard.
That matters at the end of the day. It does.
Yeah, it does.
It's on his mind. It is. It's hard to go against my history.
Yep. I'm going. Was it Nemo?
Nino.
Also. Nemo.
Finding Nemo.
Nemo.
Oh, Nemo. What's up, dog? It's Nino. Lucas Johnson here. Spelled his name wrong for the 20th time.
And I have to piggyback off you. The differentiating factor for me is literally that.
We'll say this, though. Fight of the night candidate.
Yeah.
Immediately. Yeah. I mean, everywhere on the card, there's two fights I look at specifically, but that one is right there, is one of them.
It's been my most popular attention on Facebook.
I believe
because you know how James looks, and then you got big old Nino in there.
But, wait,
I like them both.
Mean?
Well, they're like Dude, is Needle like way bigger than him? He looks way bigger than James, you know, on the matchup card, you know?
That's what I was saying to you guys before when Mike was spacing off over there. James didn't used to look like the way he looks.
Yeah.
James came in way more fit than he ever has. He has like a six-pack now. Like, it's incredible.
Who you got, Dylan?
I think Ninal's going to pull it off at
decision. Yeah.
But I think it's the best fight on the card, honestly.
Good matchup.
That'd be damn good.
And this next one with another debuter, and the next one is going to be a good one with Leighton Schofield and Brandon Samuelson. Brandon has obviously been around North Iowa Fights a few times now. He got his first win in November at North Iowa Fights. It was a big one.
And that was pretty decisive, too.
Exactly.
There wasn't batting an eye on that one.
And, I mean, his losses haven't been that bad either, though.
No.
They haven't been bad losses.
Little slip-ups.
He's been kind of on the short end of the stick. He's fought guys with low experience just like him, but there's also, you know, getting the short end of the stick, like I said. And he has, which I feel for the kid because I know his confidence has got to be hurting him, but he's got to be coming off a high winning in November.
Yeah.
So, but Leighton Schofield, he's been asking to fight MMA for 6-7 months that I know of. So I know he's a gamer and he wants to get in it. He used to train with that Colin Heidemann and Frankie McLaughlin, switched gyms recently, from my understanding, to Rock Gym in Waterloo, which is one of the most well-respected gyms in the state of Iowa.
Yep.
Let's see what happens in that one. I could see it going either way. I'm going to lean Brandon, and I'm gonna give that to him on some little ground and pound in the third round when Leighton breaks down, not knowing what ring shape feels like.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my prediction.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I think I'm leaning that way too. Give me some. You know, I think he's turned a corner. Samuelson has kind of turned that corner. He took a couple of the lumps early trying to figure it out. He had some issues where he's going to train at, a lot of moving around. But finding a home, finding a gym, somewhere to train, I think is good for him. And, yeah, definitely a late victory over just the knowledge of the fight game.
Exactly. I couldn't say it better myself.
Yeah, I'm going to – you're kind of stealing the words right out of my mouth. I watched Brandon turn that corner. Like, I literally watched it happen. There was no doubt. There was no. He took control of that fight in his last one, and he did it decisively, and it was impressive. There was no timidness like there has been with him a little bit. And he kind of slipped up on those other two losses. It was the two losses. Those other ones that he had, he would kind of slip up, you know. There was nothing like that, and it seems like once he's committed now, it's a little bit.
Yeah, I think we talked in the last few fights. It took a little bit for him to turn the switch on.
Yep.
You know, and it was almost just a little bit too late.
Yep. So I'm going with Samuelson on this one too.
Yeah, for sure, man. You got to give the kid a lot of respect. He's taking those losses, but he kept going. It's easy to just hang it up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck, maybe this isn't for me. So I'm going Brandon. Let's roll with the homie on that one.
Yep. Boom.
Easy enough.
And Brandon stopped training at his gym that he was at, by the way.
Okay.
He stopped training with Jose and Dominic Martin and stuff like that. I think he's just kind of going a different route. I think he wants to, like, be here and train in the Mason City Fight Team. It's just he gets homesick, and then he got that, you know, his girlfriend pregnant, and then they're there, and yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to pull away.
Yeah.
This
Absolutely.
Next fight, Mike, this next one.
It's fire.
Break it down for us right away.
You got Max Carrere. He was a three-time state qualifier for Clear Lake High School. He is fresh graduated. He is 18 years old. I think Mason's 18 or 19 as well. They're both making their MMA debut. Mason was a 1-0 kickboxer. Max was a 4.0 student all 4 years in high school. And he's going to Iowa State because he is smart. Not because of wrestling, but he probably could have. Mason 100 trains at Lee Edge with Josh Neer.
Okay.
So I think it's good. We've been training Max hard. It's like super hard as fuck. And he's been training at Elite Edge, or not Elite Edge. He's been training at Elite Boxing. Mason trains at Elite Edge. And Max has been training with Gaddafi, Bertho. Mark Santi's brother. He's been doing a lot of work. He has a couple of full-time jobs and trains and studies, and he does a lot. He has a lot of energy.
There we go.
Prediction on this one, Max is going to take him down. He's going to lay on him, and he's going to ride him out for three rounds. You're going to do what you know best when it comes time for war, and what he knows best is laying on top of the guy and trying to pin him, right? I've never seen him stand up. He's never had a fight before, so
right.
Maybe I'm pleasantly surprised. I would love that. I would love to see a fun little knockout that shocked the world on that, but I'm going to just lean towards what he knows, and that's taking the guy down and laying on him, and it's hard to beat a really good wrestler when you're a kickboxer.
It right. Is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've leaned that way too. I know Max pretty well in all the wrestling days. I know some stuff he's done to win some matches and stuff like that. So yeah, I think kind of the same thing. A lot of takedowns, you know, a decision win. But I just know how relentless he is when he puts his mind to something and that he wants it. So I can definitely see that same thing. You know, call it boring if you will, but it'll be just a kind of methodic victory by decision.
Okay. I'm riding. I learned a long time ago, right? Watching MMA, you roll with the wrestler. You just do.
Yeah.
It doesn't bode well for. So I'm going with Courier on this one also.
Yep. It's a sweep, baby.
Yeah, that was the easiest one of the night.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for this next one, too. Logan Paz versus Colin Horrocks.
Very excited for this fight.
Colin Horrocks is a great kickboxer. He had a battle with probably the best under-18 kickboxer in the state of Iowa recently. And he won a close decision. It was a great fight. And I know Horrocks can stand and bang. And Logan Paz, he comes with that gym with Colin Heidemann and Frankie and stuff, so they know what they're doing down there in that gym. So I've not seen Logan fight yet. I know he's had a fight before, so I'm curious how it goes down. This one's going to be interesting. I think these two are just going to stand and bang and just wait until someone drops. I don't think this one's going to the ground at all.
That's what they talked about too.
Yeah, this one's difficult for me, but mine would have how do you say his last name?
Paz.
No, not that one.
Horrocks.
That was the one that was pretty damn decisive sitting right over there, right? Like, he was, like, that 18 pounds? Or am I mixing two dudes up?
No, that was a different cat.
Oh, that was?
Right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
He said he cut some weight. I know Paz did say he cut quite a bit this week.
Paz was nervous stepping on the scale, but he was good. He was good.
Yeah, he cut a boatload.
He cut quite a bit, yep.
In just a couple days, too.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
No, I think we had Logan and his opponent at the same time, though, right? And they were both like, it's going to be a stand and bang deal.
Not
surprised. No. We didn't have them together, I don't believe.
No. I'm pretty sure I got this right. I'm pretty sure. Then I'm going with Horrocks.
Okay.
Now, yep. I think it's going to be a damn good fight. I think but at the end of the day, I think it's going to be Horrocks.
Yeah, you know, this is real tough for me, and I told him right away. I was like, dude, fight of the night here.
Yeah.
I've seen some of Paz's fights. The Horrocks guy, just confidence coming out of the guy. You know, it'd be really easy to pick him. Just real, you know, just he's like, I'm going to win this fight. I'm going to knock him out. I'm going to, you know, whatever it is. But I'm going to ride with Paz. I think a little bit – I think he's got a little more experience MMA-wise than Horrocks, and give me some of that reach advantage and length. I think it's going to be a problem, but I think he's got to finish him. If it goes the distance, I think Horrocks is going to, that wrestling background is going to come into play big time, and I think Horrocks could definitely win that. Possibly, if it's late, finish him, but give me Paz early. I think it's going to be fireworks from the get-go, and I think to do it, he's going to have to get him early, but give me Paz early.
I love it.
The stoppage.
You were right. It is. That is the same cat. Yeah, you're
right.
That's
what I thought. So that's the reason why I jumped on, because he was like right away. He's like,
he's into it.
Knockout, but I'm ready to do whatever, because he's the wrestler.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, give me Horrocks too. 100%.
Yeah, it's nothing against old cat. I think this
it's going to be an awesome fight.
I think this is going to be a potential chatting with both of them. I think this is the potential fight of the night. I really do. Like there's a lot of good fights on here, but this one right here, I was impressed by both of them.
Yeah, I mean, so. We keep saying potential fight of the night for all these guys.
So I do, but there's so many good fights. There's so many good fights, but exactly. this is the one I'm kind of like throwing my.
I'm ready for this one. Yep.
And then here's the next one that I also can get thrown into the potential fight of the night category.
Always is.
And
right?
Obviously, there's just a little bit of bias because they're females with Dani Hickman and Holly Dyte. Holly losing such a close decision.
Close.
Back a year ago, and in my opinion, I had Holly losing that fight. It was really, really close. I did have her losing it, and that's the judges saw it the same way.
Yeah, I think we did too. I think we said she turned it on late, and it was just a little too late.
And being your first fight, you are a little hesitant.
Yes,
because it is different than getting punched in the gym for the first time. It is different than sitting there and seeing your sparring partner knowing that they're going to throw a 1-2 at you. It is. And she fought, and I mean, Holly fought a really, really good girl in Sammy. Yeah. And actually, Sammy also fought Dani Hickman. And Sammy beat her in decision. It was a close one. So
it's kind of, this is very tight all around right here.
Honestly, on paper, it's fight of the night on paper.
Yep.
I think Holly's going to finish her. That's where I lean. That's why I'm not saying for sure fight of the night.
Yeah.
But on paper, it's the most even matchup on the card.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So you think she gets over the hump?
Yes.
Okay.
It's over the hump. Yeah. I called the prediction. I said, I think you're going to hit her with her hands. She's going to, you know, you show good combos, good power. I think you're going to put her on the ground, and then you're going to jump on her and finish her by submission.
Yes.
No, you know, Hickman. Tell you what, we were talking, gave off Thug Rose vibes coming in. Yeah. She's talking about believing in herself, doing all kinds of things like that, loving it. I just think, I think it's her time right now.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I think this is going to be real good. I think that reiterating exactly what you just said, we all talked about right after. Like, we kind of said it to her, you know, a little Thug Rose in her. And it's hard not to root for her, except for it's our girl Holly. Right. And that being said, I think it's her time. Like, it's nothing against her opponent on this one. I actually think it's just her time. She's put in that work. She's been right there.
She's got the, you know, it was a close loss, but she knows what it feels like. Okay, I'm kind of getting beat up a little bit, and then boom, hit the switch, and now I'm doing the one beating the girl up.
And
so
we know what her endurance is.
Right.
So exactly. She'll go the distance. So.
Yep, absolutely. 100%.
Now we go over to the pro portion of the card, and the pro portion is fireworks all around, nothing but fireworks. The first fight on the pro card, I'm pumped for. That's Peter Keepers versus Artem Kula.
Oh yeah, definitely. This could be a main event.
This is somewhat fight of the night in my opinion.
This one's gonna get nasty. So we're gonna share. We kind of told you this off air, but share with you. They literally, I don't know about fight style because I don't know about Peter's fight style, but I'm going to tell you, they literally answered, and they didn't sit down at the same time. They literally answered our question the exact same. We asked if they looked at their opponent, have they studied anything. They literally both said the exact same thing. No. I don't worry about what they do. I don't care. I'm doing what I do, and I've trained for that. So it was getting the same answer from them tells me that they're about one thing.
Yeah.
Business.
All business, baby.
They're about business, they're here to bang and fuck.
And bang and fuck. What the hell? Three gigs after dark.
Fuck shit up. I meant to say fuck shit up, my bad.
It's only 8 o'clock. Come on.
I haven't enough drinks for that yet.
Yeah.
And the question you were talking to, you know, we asked them, you know, have you done any looking at your opponent, seeing what and things you can capitalize? And they were like, you know, not really. Not too worried about what those guys are doing. Worried about what we do well, and how we can capitalize ourselves. So very professional out of both of them. Looking forward to the fight.
I would classify Peter Keepers. We're talking about style.
Yep.
I would classify him as more of a defensive striker. He's going to look for those counters, and Artem is the opposite.
Yeah, he's coming at you.
Stylistically, he's coming at you. So offense. Stylistically, they clash, but it also clashes in a way that is best for the fans.
Keepers did say that. Not the defensive part, but he did say, he's like, and I should have caught that part, but he's like, when we tried to get his prediction, his answer was people would guess that it'd be me it'd be by knockout. When I win, it'd be knockout.
Yeah.
So that'd be interesting to watch. I love a counteraction,
yeah,
too. You know?
Yeah,
the thing is, when Peter was training here with Mike and stuff, his stand-up was next to none. I mean, next to none. Now he's at a submission academy and stuff where De La Rosa, where he trains at now, produces some really good talent on the regional level, some guys that you can look for on the next level soon, potentially. So going there, I'm curious how that helps him become more all-around in that regard. So, yeah. I don't know. This matchup's interesting because Artem's kind of in this make-it-or-break-it stage. Peter's kind of in this make-it-or-break-it stage of his career.
Right.
And they both have a lot to prove.
A lot to prove, a couple bad losses early.
Exactly. So it's
for Peter.
Very pivotal for both of them.
Very pivotal, and which direction their careers are going.
Which direction their careers are, yep.
Yeah, so they have everything to lose and everything to gain, potentially. So, I don't know. That's why I feel like it's a fight of the night. They're going to come at each other, guns a-banging.
Yeah.
And I'm going to lean Artem Kulo wins off of a TKO. Peter gets caught in the second round, falls against the cage, ground and pound, game over. Artem wins. That's my guess.
Yeah.
But be careful with Artem getting crazy. Peter takes a step back, hook to Artem's face, night-night Artem. Yeah. I mean, that's possible, too.
Yeah, right. That's one of the things Artem said he was working on, was picking his spots better and not just rushing, right? So if we see that difference in him, he is literally all business. There's nothing else. This man, this is his life.
Their face-offs were that.
Yeah.
You know, if you watch that, it's like, yeah.
That's a potential fight of the night, too.
100%. Yeah. Oh, so many, like five or six of them are, man. This is a good card. But, yeah, give me Artem, too. I think he's going to pull it out.
Artem.
Does everybody have Artem?
I do have Artem on this one.
I think Artem can do it, but he's doing it early. You know, he cut a lot of weight to get here, sucking down the weight. So anything long is not going to be good for him. But Peters, he can counter. He can keep that distance. He can keep him away from him. I'm going to give Peters. He knows he's a young cat. He knows what this could do for his career. I think he's going to play it safe. I think he's going to get the decision. Possibly a late finish just because Artem runs out of gas, you know, but I think he's going to play it a little safer. Let him kind of try to gas himself out, because we watch his fights, boom, storming out. If he can weather that, and I think that's how he's going to play it, weather that and then look to either point him out or put him away late. Give me Peters late or decision.
Okay. The only thing I don't love about that, it's three rounds.
Yeah, I know. Only three.
You can't.
But
it's a five-round fight. You can play the decision.
But
Artem
told me
win.
How much weight he lost, so that comes in. how much he cut.
I mean, that's.
I can tell you. I can tell you off bounds. But that kind of plays in my decision.
That's
into my
game.
Choice.
Yeah,
as well.
100%. I mean, I feel like that's the big difference in that is three rounds and five rounds are vastly different.
Right.
And when it comes to,
I think
fight
he's got
to
just control himself a little bit. If Artem can control that speed that he comes out and that adrenaline rush and then that drop off. If he can slow pull that in where he can last that, then yeah, absolutely. I just, the times we've seen him fight, he comes out like crazy, you know, got his finishes. And I think, like I said, I think Peter will play it a little carefully. I think he's realized how big this fight is for him.
I love that. I love this fight. I can't wait to watch what these guys bring to the table because, again, like I said, it's everything to gain and everything to lose all in one.
100%.
So. Yeah,
there's a lot on the line kind of with both sides. Peter's trying to come back and come out. And then Artem's trying to get to the UFC, and I think he's like two fights away.
Yeah. For sure.
I'm not joking either.
I mean, we keep going over and over, you know, fight of the night. I mean, great card, Mike, really. If you look at these matchups and the guys you got on here, it is a great card you managed to put together here. So,
yeah.
You know.
And I'm glad I can keep it at 14 at least, you know.
Right.
100%, man.
This next one, too, is an amazing fight. Austin Robinson, obviously, has been well-known around here. I mean, Mike's stepson versus Ruben Garcia. And Ruben is an undefeated pro boxer. He's 2-0 as a pro boxer, or 1-0 as a pro boxer, 1-0 as a pro kickboxer. He many kickboxing fights. He knows how to stand and bang. Can Austin take it to the ground and submit him? That's what I'm looking for.
And Ruben said on some weird thing or whatever that he was like, I know that it's the promoter's stepson and blah, blah, blah. And Ruben's cool and all, but I don't even know what that meant. And it's not like, oh, hey, I'm putting magical sprinkles on you to beat Ruben here.
Right.
I think he's trying to use that as a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, probably.
I think he's saying, hey, I'm going into their territory. Everything's stacked against me.
Agreed.
The promoter's son is going to fight me. everything stacked against me. I think that's what he's trying to go for. I mean, I've known Ruben for a long time, and I don't think he has any ill intent behind that.
Yeah.
But
he's just like, hey, just so you know, I'm coming to win.
Yeah, I'm in enemy territory, and I have nothing but business to take care of. So
yeah,
yep.
In this fight, though, Austin wins if he does it on the ground or by decision. Ruben wins by knockout. I think Austin's going to win by decision.
Yeah, I'm going to go Austin too. You know, Ruben, he says he's one stay on his feet. He's kickboxer through and through and boxing and stuff like that. Done a little bit of wrestling, but it's just hard to stop a guy from that wants to take you down. You know it's going to take you down. It's just hard to stop that. Give me Austin by submission. So, yeah, he's going to have some feeling out period maybe in the second, early in the second.
Yeah, because Ruben kept saying, he's like, I know he's going to try to take me down. I know he's going to try to take me down. But also, Ruben, I mean, he's a little wild, too. I've watched video. His elbows are out, and he's got some hooks, and he's going to press on Austin the whole time.
This is going to be a clean sweep.
Robinson.
It's Robinson. And like you know, I like boxing and all that, and like getting the banging on and all that. But
right.
Austin, the jiu-jitsu, all that shit, that'll take over late in this.
Yeah, 100%. Austin's gonna bounce back in a big way.
Yeah, I think he was let down from the last one. I think this is it where he comes back up on top.
And that it's kind of like the last fight with Peter and now Artem. It's kind of a make it or break it for Austin. If he doesn't bounce back against a guy that's making his pro MMA debut, yes, Ruben's well respected, but that's not what I'm saying. How does that affect Austin mentally?
Yeah, 100%. Right. Yeah.
Yep.
That's where I'm looking at here. It's kind of like, I don't think literally physically it's a make it or break it, but it might be mentally for him.
Yeah, it'd be tough.
We've been working hard at it too for, you know, I'm the coach. I'm the stepdad. He said it. We know. We watch. We see.
Yeah.
And the next one too. Solid fight. And Sean Johnson, with all the experience in the world, tons of boxing, tons of MMA fights, versus J.J. Redman. Fireworks by J.J. Redman. J.J. Redman's going to knock him out in the first round.
Whew.
Oh, shit.
Talk about putting it on the table, bro. All right.
Yeah, okay. Yes. All right. You battled with this cat. A buddy of yours battled, went to big camps together. What do we feel?
100%. JJ, you know, back when I trained with him, he was still kind of new to it, getting into it. Confidence was an issue. Confidence in his skills. He had good stand-up. I would say he was deathly afraid of getting taken down. Now, not so much the case. He's been working with, I know, Darius Flowers. And a bunch of other guys, you know, I see it all over his Facebook, guys that'll take him down. I agree. I think definitely a KO or TKO, he can knock him down, just finish him. He's got everything on his feet for him. It's just how much has he learned from since the time I knew him to just keep it on his feet. I think he finishes him.
I felt the so when we chatted with him, because I remember from back watching you guys, and we also watched some UFC fights with him too over at your place, and I think that's what he was lacking before, exactly what you said, was confidence. He is not lacking confidence. We talked to him a month ago. He's not lacking it. There was no hiccup there. There was no
– Yeah, when he lets back. His hands fly, man, he's got great combos, great kicks. And, you know, that comes as you age with maturity and everything like that. So, I'm definitely liking this one.
Yep, this is JJ.
And he, like, has been chomping at the bit to fight too. Yeah. So, this is – he's prepared. He's ready to go. It's another clean sweep, boys.
Boom.
Now to the co-main event of the evening. Golett versus Vance. This is going to be a good one. I think this one isn't as landslide-ish as some people think. I think this is a tougher fight for Dakota than what some people think. With that being said, Dakota still wins.
Yeah. Yeah, I know Dakota Vance. Other guy, you know, was Golett. He just seemed almost too nervous. He seemed too nervous to me. You know, I think he's going to get in trouble and then possibly, you know, look for a way out early. You know, he seemed so nervous to take this. It seemed like to take this fight. He's like, almost hesitant, I would say. And so Dakota Vance, you know, all the confidence in the world and all his abilities, his training. I just think that's going to take over and finish in the first round.
Casey is 0-5, yes, as a pro, but all five losses are against guys with winning records.
Look at his amateur record, too.
It's all winning records.
Amateur record is 6-2 or some shit.
Yeah, so.
He was a champ.
He took tough fights, which is so well respected. 6-1 as an amateur, actually.
Yeah.
And
6-1, yeah.
This is a tougher fight, like I said, for Dakota than people think. They're going to see the 0-5 versus the 2-0. They're going to automatically side with Dakota, but it's tougher than you think. With that being said, though, Dakota still wins.
Right. It's a weird thing. I talked to Casey, and then just out of nowhere, he messaged me, and he was like, I'm going to break Dakota's win streak. I'm like, we'll see. He's like, I'm going to put on a show. You'll see. And I was like, what happened to you?
See,
like,
that's the confidence that we didn't see here.
We didn't see anything.
We didn't see
any.
Yeah, I just saw that. He just seemed real timid and real, you know, it was. If I had seen that, I'd have been like, dude, it's possible, 100%. But
oh, if he's talking like this?
Yeah, he just didn't seem to have the confidence, like, coming from it, you know. Talking to us anyways, what I seen, but.
Dude, this is. I understand you guys are trying to make it whatever. This is Dakota.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. This is without a doubt in my mind.
Good wrestler. He's been training. He trains every day.
Yeah, he has something to fall back on regardless, and he's pretty damn good at that thing that he can fall back on. So you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
So yeah. I'm riding that route.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out a way to pick an upset here, but I don't, like, I understand the experience and everything.
It would be easier if Gula had been like, I'm going to win this fight.
Yeah, if there was some bravado there, right?
If he was like, I'm coming to do this, and it wasn't there. The vibe of I am coming in here to beat this cat for me that I'm fighting, it just wasn't there.
No, it wasn't. Not for me. So I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to say early round submission, Dakota.
If you want to find a way to make an upset, the only way that's possible, if it goes to the ground, it's game over. There's absolutely no way Casey beats Dakota.
Yeah.
Well, Casey thinks he thinks he's going to submit him.
There's absolutely no way.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Dakota's got some pretty good defense.
He does. Defense, Dakota can do on the ground. That's the only way Dakota loses, just butt. Like his dad lost, standing up.
Yep.
I don't see him doing that, though, you know?
Yeah.
Let's see how good Casey's takedown defense. Like, that's the only possible way to lose. I mean, throwing a knee to the head on a takedown is possible. I mean, we've seen the impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Absolutely.
There is ways for an upset, but by submission is not possible in my opinion.
Yeah. No.
But I've been wrong before, and I'm going to continue.
We're never wrong. So
just sometimes misinformed.
Just sometimes misinformed.
There you go.
And then our main event,
Woody Roberts versus Mark Currier. This promises fireworks in my opinion. Mark has taken nothing but really, really tough fights as a pro. He's 1-3, and Woody's 1-0. This promises to be fireworks. I can guarantee it. Stand and bang and nothing else. This is not going to the ground. If it goes to the ground, it's because someone's knocked out.
And they both can take a punch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a speech ready, and I don't even know what it is.
So
I'm going to talk to all the fighters, and I'm going to talk to the main event at the end, you know, with my thing. I want a good speech. I want the fighters to get pumped up. I want them to be motivated. I want them to understand that there's sponsors out there that will give them money just because they want to, because they just want to see good fights here. But I think Mark and Woody are going to beat the shit out of each other.
There will be blood.
I think so, too.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Now, maybe I misunderstood what he was saying. And Roberts. Roberts said he's been training for 3 weeks?
No, he's been training. Going hard the last 3 weeks with his uncle Tyrone.
Yeah, Courier's been
going because Tyrone just opened up a gym again.
Yeah.
Okay. Hard for me to go against. I'm not going to. I already went against the brother earlier. I'm not going against Mark in this one. I do believe that the one thing I gathered, we know Mark and how he rules. What I gathered from my boy is that this is going to be beating each other's faces in. There isn't going to be. If there's something on the mat, it's because they literally slipped. Or they both knock each other out, or one of them got knocked out. This isn't going to the ground. We're going to see blood.
Yep.
We're going to see a lot of it, I think.
My concern.
Or a quick knockout, I guess.
Is them going out too hard and getting gassed. Who gets gassed first?
Yep.
I mean, I don't have a prediction for that. They both came in identical on the scale. Both came in fully clothed on the scale and went about 260. I mean...
Yeah, but here's the thing. I think Mark seems a lot better conditioned than
Woody.
Yeah,
that's what I was kind of getting
so
at about that 3 weeks.
If I were to give an
right?
edge anywhere on that, I would say Mark would be able to go a little longer than Woody. And I don't think either one of them is going to knock the other one out. I think they're too fucking bullheaded and they're just going to smash each other.
All 15 minutes?
I don't... Yeah, I think it's going to get ugly. I think they're going to be swinging right up to the end, man.
All
yeah.
15
yeah.
I don't
I do.
Know. I can't
what,
do
what
that.
Was the, hold on. What was that. The fight where they did that? Like, what,
oh,
who
and
the
they talked all that trash, right?
All, they talked
they
all
talked
that trash.
That
there was
trash.
A dude from Kansas City.
Yes.
And they was the ugliest. They were leaning
yes.
against each other. You know
yes.
what I'm talking about?
Yeah, a couple shows ago.
Yes.
Mike, who was that?
What?
That crazy fucking guy that
he,
jumped in the
sold
ring.
Sold a bunch of tickets.
Yeah, like a WWE fighter fucking screaming.
Oh, he had the shaved head with the
yes,
rolls,
yes,
the corn
yes.
rolls up top.
Savage guy from like Kansas City or something. He fought this other guy and the entire, like, they lasted the whole fight, but they were so wore down they were basically leaning on each other.
My
again.
Show?
Yeah.
Is that last
MMA?
Summer?
MMA?
I think it was
yeah,
last
I think
summer.
So.
Yeah.
Arena. They talked all that trash.
It was at the arena.
It was great interview.
Dude,
yeah.
Oh, it was great interview. He had all the punchlines.
Chris Dunn?
No,
not Chris Dunn.
No, this I think he was amateur.
No.
Yes. Yeah, early
he
fight.
Amateur.
It was early on in the card.
He was amateur.
Yeah,
he had,
they were both big
tight
boys.
Corn rolls up top, white dude.
Yeah, they were both big boys.
Shaved around the head, kind of like Jason Martin's look, actually.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah,
that's the kind of fight that I'm seeing happen.
Yeah, and they end up just kind of leaning and swinging and
yeah.
getting a little ugly
if
at
it,
the end.
If
okay.
it goes that if it goes that late, I don't see that. I see Mark just flat out winning at that point because I think he's way more conditioned. And I don't know the other cat that well, but what I've seen coming from Mark is I think he could – you won't see that. If he's throwing like that – he's dropping him at that point.
When I say this,
at
I'm
that
not,
point, if it goes that.
Right, right. Yeah. When I'm saying this, I'm not discrediting Mark's courage or warrior spirit, but being a Native American means something. You know,
yeah.
they take great pride in that, and at the end of the day, he's fighting a white guy, and he's going to want to try to kill him.
Yeah. yeah.
Is it Christopher
yeah.
Columbus?
Yeah.
yeah, right. It's subconscious for him. I've seen it from his uncle, Tyrone. I mean, when he fought in the UFC, I mean... Andre Roberts, too, seen it from him being a heavyweight. Like, they take their warrior spirit with great passion,
right.
and
okay.
great heart.
You're about to switch me around now.
We're dancing around it, all right? So what's our predictions?
My prediction, Woody Roberts wins TKO.
TKO. Okay. Danny, what you got?
I'm going to give the edge to Mark. Yeah.
Okay. And a decision, though.
Decision.
Okay. James.
Courier. TKO.
All right.
I think okay. it's coming down to what you were just talking about. I think
who's got Woody?
Okay. He's got Woody. So
I'm the only Woody.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Well,
unless Rio changes
so,
it up.
I think Woody could do it if he does it early. But Mark's changed for me mm-hmm. from where I see him fight and how he's talking, the confidence and all that kind of thing. I think he's more serious.
He's come a long
it.
Way.
All he's come a time. Long way. Yeah. If the Mark we talked to tonight was a guy that we seen last show and whatnot, I'd say Woody all day. I'm going Mark, second round knockout.
Oof.
Boom. Okay.
Second round knockout.
Second
I think they're both going to come out and try to
rip each other's
heads off. Cardio is starting to show. Mark's looking good. He's looking in good shape. You know, I see him on Facebook, Instagram, whatever I got him on, you know, working out constantly. I think he's taking it more serious.
Yep.
I almost think he was disappointed by his last loss.
Yeah,
so he's
yeah.
like,
oh, absolutely.
I think he was like, fuck, like, there's levels, and I'm not even close. And so I think he ramped it up. He looks good. Confidence is coming out. It's a totally yep. different guy for me.
He doesn't want to let anyone else down. That's what
yes.
I gathered from him. Like, he felt like he let a bunch of people down with that because he knew better than what he did.
Right, than what he
fight.
Did.
Yes.
So
I know that for firsthand talking to him is he – Mike can attest to this. He drilled not getting caught in that armbar, how to defend that armbar, and he got caught in it. He felt like he let Mike down. He felt like he let his training partners down. He let his fans down because it's something they drilled in practice, and he let it happen still.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can use that as momentum, and we can get into the Omega
yeah.
Gun tomorrow night and change things up. But
yeah, give me Mark out here something to prove. KO in the
it
second.
Is. I mean,
second.
1-4 right. and 2-3 are very different
very
records.
Very different. Yes.
One and three versus 1-0.
So that's what I'm, yeah, what I'm saying for Mark is if he loses, he's 1-4. Right. If he wins, he's 2-3. That's vastly different.
That is, yeah, yeah, that's
in MMA, yep, for sure. Yep.
I get you. Sorry.
And so he
punch me.
Woody doesn't have a lot to lose. Mark does, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So
right, yeah,
that's where I can try to convince myself to go to Mark, but I just think Woody finishes it. I do. Okay. Which is my gut's telling me that, which I could be wrong, and I hope I'm wrong because this just has, again, fight of the night written all over it.
Good heavyweight battle. What the people like to see, stand-up war.
Absolutely.
And we got knockout of the night, $500 from Munson Customs. We got $250 from Troy Liebenhagen for performance of the night. Then I got two performance of the night trophies, submission of the night, fight of the night. So there's a lot of shit.
There we go.
Yeah. So fighters, yeah, put on a performance, go out. You know, look for the finishes. Look for the finishes. Yeah, they'll be happy sending it to the judges.
Yeah.
You guys want to talk to Nate?
Yeah, let's talk to Nate real quick.
Nate is Estes' son.
All right, man. We're getting the headset on. Under. Flip it under. There you go.
All right. So what's up, Nate? Before this old 23andMe thing went on,
what do you think, man? Is this your first time coming to an event like this?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's going to be pretty cool. I mean, hope to be in there one day, so see how it goes. And everyone I train with, I know all of them work hard, and I think it's going to be good fights. So
let's go. Yeah. I love it. When did you start training here, then?
I started training late December.
Okay. Man, so we got about 7 months under your belt so far.
Yep, pretty much.
There we go.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
What do you think your strongest suit is?
Honestly, I think I got still a lot of work to do. I'm starting to understand, like, jiu-jitsu and stuff, and kickboxing and all that, so I'm starting to get like where I can kick and stuff, and you know, starting to got the basics down, I'd say, at least.
There we go.
That's big time, man, especially starting at your age. Yep. You're not gonna be a master at anything yet, right?
Nope. We got a lot of improvements to make, I'll tell you that.
There you go.
Did you wrestle growing up?
No, I didn't.
No.
So. Hey, you take his ass down yet?
Nope.
Ankles, baby. Yeah. Ankles, baby. I'm telling you from experience.
Go for the ankles, baby.
Ankle locks.
Get him.
I would just punch him in the stomach. Look at that thing.
No, it's cushion, man. He'd just be like, what was that? So you started training, right? You follow UFC at all? Starting training, who do you want to be like? What fighter can you see yourself becoming or wanting to try to become more like?
Sean O'Malley.
John O'Malley.
He's got the hair.
Yeah. I know, man. Cut your hair and say Volk or something, bro.
All right. You can cut his mic. Man,
hey, I like me some Sean O'Malley, too. Yeah.
He's all right. He's all right. But I'm just disappointed you said that. So we'll cut this whole segment and be done. But no, man, we're glad to meet you. We haven't had a chance to meet you before. So you're going to be at the fights tomorrow night, right?
Yep, I will.
Okay.
I love
Are you
it.
Jacked or what?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited to see these.
Hell yeah, buddy.
Awesome, man. Well, Dylan, hey, man, thanks for jumping on here. Absolutely. You do it every time.
Always a pleasure.
Some insight. So it's awesome to hear. Awesome to get it out to the people. You know, it's just been a pleasure again. One more time before we sign off here. Guy behind the camera, Marv. Marv's Custom Detail in Garner, Iowa. Hit him up. If you're out that way, need your car cleaned, anything like that, I want to thankful, appreciative of him for coming, giving his Friday night up.
Yeah,
for sure. And again, tomorrow night, North Iowa Fights at the Mason City Arena. Doors open at 6 o'clock, so be there to check things out. It's going to be a good night, and that's going to wrap her up, gentlemen. I think, Jimmy, you got any parting words? Give me some words of wisdom.
Let's have a fucking show.
Let's fucking
right?
go, baby.
I just want to be entertained.
You will
just
be.
Want to be entertained.
I just want to be entertained.
Plenty of good fights on the card. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Let's get the fuck out of here, boys.